wanted to add something to what we spoke about last week. We spoke about the Rambam Pshita by Loeg LaRush, that the Rambam, the way he phrases both in Hilchas Kriyashma and in Hilchas Tefillah, and by Sefer Torah and Tefillin, it's clear that the Rambam holds that the halacha is not, it's not just a standard Loeg LaRush. In other words, but the Rambam thinks that the halacha is that it's a halacha and covered Sefer Torah. That's not a mock-up for Sefer Torah. Because the Rambam, both in both Hilchas Kriyashma and there by Sefer Torah, says Ein Kohen Lo Beveis Amerchas Lo Beveis Akise Afo. This in Hilchas Kriyashma Perik Gimel Avshe Ein Bal Tzor Velo Beveis Hakfaris Velo Betzad Hameis Atzmo Vim Hilchik Aba Amos Min Hakeva O Min Hameis Mutter Likos V'Chol Mishakov B'Mokom Shein Kohen Bal Chozer V'Kovri. So the Rambam holds that if you read next to, let's say, the Beis Hakfaris, so you're not yoytzing, you have to read again. Chayis v'kayri. And the Ravid is masig. This is the Ravid is, again, per, the Ram is per gimel halacha beis. Ein kolen lo bebeis ha-melchitz, v'lo bebeis ha-kisei, afin she'ein bel tzoa, v'lo bebeis ha-kvaras, v'lo betzad ha-meis, so on. Chayis v'kayri. So the Ravid says, im ama al mi she'kora betzad ha-meis, she'yach zev yikra, lo ama klum. If he meant to say chayis v'kayri, not just by beis ha-kisei, but also by mace and kever, lo amar klum, right? This is, by the way, if you know, it's a pun, the Rambam has, plain word. And as the Rambam says, that if you read next to kever, chos ekoinos, it's as if you didn't read. So he said, what the Rambam says is lo amar klum. If he says that, it applies to a kever.
Right. I understood that he was talking about the Rambam.
Right. Yeah. So, no, but he's relating it to the Kriyashma, just like the Ram says, Chayis v'Kayri. Got it. Okay. So, but remember, so we spoke about the way the Rambam phrases the halacha in Hilchas Tefillin. Where was that? And in Hilchas by Sefer Torah. The Rambam combined, if you recall, in Hilchot Sefer Torah, he combined this halacha together with which says that you can't take a Sefer Torah, hold it in a, you know, in a basic kvaros, but also in a basic merchatz and a basic kisei, right? It's because the Rambam thinks here, the Rambam was in Perek Yud. The lo yachas adam Sefer Torah beresvav v'yikanis bol the basic merchatz or the basic kisei Perek Yud halacha vav. From Sefer Torah, all the base akvaros, afapi shukorach b'matpachas, and so on, right? For also leishiv amita. So the Ravid says, amavam imhaya mokum gavoa tefach for Sefer Torah munach olav muta v'hachi is Rishalmi. So the Rambam included this halacha lo yachas Sefer Torah. He puts it together with Beis HaKisei, because the Rambam thinks the halacha is halacha and Sefer Torah, right? So that's why it's also, and the other Rishonim think it's halacha poshik loig larash, right? Because it denigrates the mace, because he's potim in a mitzvahs, right? So the Rambam holds it's halacha in the chefs of the Sefer Torah and the tefillin and so on. So this, I want to point out the Rambam that I just read in Hilchas Kriyashma, you know, indicate, because the Rambam says Chayz v'Koyre, because if the Rambam holds that it's not just a loch and Isa that you violate an Isa al Kavod Ameis, because if it's a loch you violate a loch Kavod Ameis, that's the Mafkir the Kriyashma, but if it's a loch it's a Mokum Sheinu Noki, so it's a loch like Beis HaKisei, or a Mokum that's not Miyuchad, you know, for you know, not appropriate for Kriyashma and Tefillah, So that's a loch. That's a loch in the Makom. So then the Ram thinks that that's the equivalent to loch to Beis HaKisei. If you say it low, that you're not yotze. But the Ravid says that's only by Beis HaKisei and Beis HaMerchatz that you're not yotze. But by Sefer Torah, lo amar klum, because that's a separate loch. That's a separate isal. It's what covered ames. Because it's loig lavash. So the Ravid holds that you would be yotze. It's an isal that you violated, but it's not ma'akev in the Kriyashma. So the other thing that's interesting is the Rambam is mashmit. And this may be lishita. So he's mashmit the Gemara when he speaks about the halacha about tzitzis that you should. The Rambam doesn't have that halacha that you can't have tzitzis, you know, next to a kever and you know dragging on the kever. Whatever Tosfos says, if it's covered, it's different and so on, right? So because the Rambam thinks it's halacha al kisvi hakodesh, so it has nothing to do with tashmishe mitzvah like tzitzis. I mean, what he does with the sugar, I don't know, but it's the Ram Lishita so, because he doesn't think it's Atz Loig Lavash per se.
He's not chashed to the general concept of Loig Lavash?
You don't find, he has a locha that you're not allowed to learn, but, you know, next to a mace. But that's for different halacha, because you're only supposed to speak Divrei
Mace.
Also, you only speak about Divrei Mace. That those.
Is there enough communion, by the way, in this halacha with the Sefer Torah if it's a king? The Beis HaKodesh, like, because with the king, he's supposed to take the Torah B'chol Makom. Would that even include a Beis HaKodesh? Yeah, I know it's not a practical nafkam.
No, so probably it would not be permitted for him. You know, the Melech doesn't take it into the Beis HaKisei either.
Know, right, but the Beis HaKodesh, there might be a difference with the Ravid and the Rambam.
I don't, you know, I hear, but. I mean, if it's loy glavash, that halacha often should apply to a melech also, one would think.
No, because the king would take it anywhere, so he would never be a loy to because anybody.
Still, I don't know that would make a difference.
It's not like he's taking it for the mitzvah.
It maybe he is, but let's say, well, like we wear tefillin all the time, you're not supposed to wear tefillin
right,
there also. So.
Because he used the language that he used, sounds like the language of like the Ochas, the Sefer Torah, the Dro, is the same language, I think.
That's similar to the Ram in Hilchos Malachim, right. You get the impression the way the Ram has the quotes every day. It's like the Ram's tefillin, is the Ram Melech's tefillin. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying quotes, of course, is to have the Sefer Torah. okay. So now let's do, I think we have to Shin Ayin, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Mihu Choshev Kemeis. So it says, this is a Shaila that comes up about in hospitals. Was it Misha Nishbu Mafrakto, Verov Bosa Imo, Vachem Misha Nikwa Gabo Kedag, Afilu Dain Hu Chai, Choshev Kemeis, Umetama Metama. Aval Goisis, Umisha Nishritu Bo, Be Simonim, and the Ramah says v'yesh matirim. So, this, you know, a goisis, whatever the standard is for a goisis, right before he dies, you're not allowed to touch him, and the kohen is not allowed to. According to the Mechaber, right, not allowed to come into an oil with him, even though he's not Metama. And then the Ramo adds, V'tov l'hachmir, in terms of goises. Look in the Shach, V'abach kas, the Medina tzorch lizor, V'ein kamokam livsok l'kula, Ayin sham. We'll see later on Shinayim Bez that if there's a kohen ba'oihel, right, he has to, because since he's being, and they wake, you have to wake him up to tell him there's a mace there, because since it's an isidi raisa, malkum sheishkulosim in chokum kavlavav, and he has to go out immediately. But he says if it's a goisis, you don't have to do that. So the Shachas says that there could be a difference between the halacha of what? A mace and a goisis. That a goisis is, since the mace is metama, so therefore you're not allowed to be there every second. But by goisis, he's not metama. The halacha is only to be nichnas to the oya with the, to the bais with the goisis is. But if you're there, there's no chi of, if there's no knisa, then there's no east to go out at all, the Shach suggests. But then he says, it says that for Mordechai and others, it's not mashma like that. But you see that he thinks it's only halacha of knisa labayis. Why is it the Ramah says that those who are matir, but he says v'tov lahachmir. So, I mean, v'tov lahachmir is because, I mean, since it's a machloikis, so misafik, you have to go out.
But so it's machloikis on a harkaka. Like, they're both, the goisis itself is a harkaka. And now
well, the goisis is a din d'oraisa. It's not just a harkaka. It's not a drabon.
It's a tumah d'oraisa?
It's not matama, but even though if he's a goisis, it's us to be in the same med. That's a din d'oraisa. Look. Let's just look in the Pisrei Tshuva. V'tov lahachmer, shekos dadas habach, the medina tzorch lizor, v'im hatam mishum tumah yesh lesh lekoin, shurofei mumcho letame legoses, likonis lebeso, lasos lerefuah. Ayin sham, time of ayin, benach last tzvi it must be. Let's just keep reading. Ayin sham, time of ayin, benach last tzvi, Pikuach nefesh, shori v'yachnis v'yasek b'fuoso. Im an a roim shetzorach l'rofei ugdolu mizu afilo acha shehich litunhu. Meis, im ira shirgishu bo, shum nidud v'rifruf yimoy hakoin v'yochis v'yichnos v'shum sveik sveike. Di pikuach nefesh. Omna b'inyan im yesh rofei she'enu koin mefapek in yesh Umeid Olav Shinish Yais Imutu Lakoin Hazel Lichnos Vilivdok Vola Aldas Rav Echod Lahatilo Afilu Ligo Vuhuzal Shofach Solola Veherich Babitul Shaldova Shechalila Vichalili Lahara Beze Vain Shum Heta Klau Vuhusov Kosta de Achakach Tisponen da Rofe Hazel Lobikesh Vlo Shol Vuhu Mihamon Hapritzim Vahashaila Who Hashemach Shire Yirei Hashem Imutu Lehem Likro Lo O Osu Mishum Lifnei Iver U Mishum Yisei Dei Ovi Aver Imken
Who nil the im efsha lehem lishtad lasalka mikova kol matov im efsha im ken hare ha mesim mutolim bibizoin beli kfura vahavle mesim mitzvah she ain lo kovim she koin mitamlo vanehid she ain bo heta visnatsis la koin mikomakam kevin shu ain os shamea la kol moven ve ain biyaden lasalka im ken lididon havle mesim mitzvah umutta vizeh heta bo ain sham vay. So he's speaking about whether Kohen can go in. Apparently the rule was that you couldn't bury unless the doctor signed the death certificate prominently. So he said, you know, he's not mocked and so on, but the Yevet, he says, but there's like a tzad heta because he's like a meis mitzvah, because he's mutal bebizoyin, they won't let him bury him unless they, right? So what is v'tov l'hachma ayin b'tshuva space Yaakov d'nachlas tzi shekov z'latas habach d'midina tzorach lizorah. Shehukza hech hichy Eliel benoshel almana for coin havi v'tivchu sheiborlo sheyehu lekach timelo mishum pikoch nefesh. Right? How did Eliel and Navi and the Isha Shunamis? How did he lie on the child to revive him? So they say that Eliel was a coin. He's been tamed to a coin. So it says it's pikoch nefesh. So he sees pikoch nefesh even for the shayach pikoch nefesh even for a mace, not only for a chai. To bring a person back to life. In Kemashin, the Dafka came in Shahaya Borlo, Avim Haya Sophiclo, Haya Vashoyle Tamelo, Mikoshkin Hocha de Rov Gosin Lamisa. Onis Daiti E. F. Shaloma came with us at Toysid, Dim Haya Sophic, Lohaya Vashoyle Tamel, Misophic, Sherehatoysis, Atsman, Benida, Mice, the Mutan Lachal Shabbos, Bishvil Goysis. Afakiv Derov Gosin Lemisa Mikomakam Ein Holchem Bipikoch Nefesh Acharov Einstein Divay Toysis Elu Hevi Habes. Okay. The Toysilo also called the Yuko Dafka Biodea Vada El Ratzala Fuke Im Lohoya Eloyo Yodea Shaz Afilu Miut. Like a kenisha achshav who mace gomav zeposher. Only the benita don afim yesh vofi achash enokom, a comacom muta hakoin gamkain, the rafoso, commercial cost of the simin reishchof aleph, gabe muda. And this gets involved in whether what he quoted above, whether the pikuach nefesh is hutra tchuya, because if it's tchuya and there's somebody else who can do it, then let somebody else do it, right? You know, the Rambam says, passing that pikuach nefesh is tchuya, and still he says that it should be dafka yidei, you know. But if there's goyim there, you should use a yid and not a goy, right? But even the Ram says, even if it's tchuya, you should use a yid and not a goy. Right, for the pikuach nefesh. The Ram says. The Rav explained that the reason is that the doiche is the mitzvah, right, by pikuach nefesh also. So even though it could be done al yidei goy and there'd be no chil Shabbos, but then you won't have the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. So therefore it should be dafka be done through a yid. Pumi Yushami Hatam Delo Mikol Adam Zoichel Hisrapos. I forgot this even to. But coming back to the shach thinks that it could be that the halacha of goses, that there's only halacha knisa, not in isa shahiyah. But you see, that may depend on what the halacha is in shahiyah. For example, if somebody becomes tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, if he was shoah sham. The time that he could have gone out, that he's loike for that. So you see that the shahiyah is like bia, like knisa. So is the pshat because shahiyah is like knisa? It's a separate isa shahiyah. So that would depend on this issue in the shach. In us, if shahiyah is like knisa, somebody became tummy in the base of Migdash, right? So if he just stays there. And it doesn't go, but derech tzora, right? So he's over. Is that because that's a separate mechayev of shahiyah, or that's because shahiyah is kabir?
So if you say shir kabir, then it applies to goises also, even if you think that the isa is only nisa knisa, right? But if you say it's a separate machayev, then it won't apply to a goises. However, one thing we are making about, he said, is that since it's a suffix, whether yesh matirim by a goises, right? Right, they quote this in the name of the Ran, and the Mordechai quote in the name of the Bahag. So since maybe the halach of Shehir doesn't apply, or the with his bizoyin, so we're somich on the Mekilim. Right, there's a goises that he didn't know, the coin is undressed, is he mechuyev to go out right away, or can he get dressed? Can he get dressed? So that we're making about. Okay. So again, offhand, that shaila depends on what the halacha of what of shahiyah is.
Now, why would it be enough kamina for a goses? Why would it be different in the Beis Hamikdash than if there's a din in goses that this tumah if you go to goses?
I'm not talking about a goses in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm talking somebody who became tummy in the Beis Hamikdash.
No, I understand, but why would it be enough kamina to the situation?
No, because I'm saying even if you accept what the shach's premise is, the shach's kiddush is that the is only a bisa bia and knisa, right? But this, so he says maybe we can distinguish between knisa and shahiyah. But if you say shia, the Shia, right, that he had time to leave and so on, the reason you're chayiv because that's considered knisa, or it's a separate machayiv. So if it's a separate machayiv, that wasn't said by a goises. That, right, he says it's only knisa. But if you say because Shia is like knisa, right?
So then
Shia is also, so then it'll apply by a goises as well.
But if we're saying that goises, has a din deraisa? The din is only knisa that we know.
Right.
It's not
right.
A din in the makom itself.
Right.
Like the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning the tumah. It's not a din in tumah of the ghost. It's a din of knisa to the ghost, and that's the only din that we have.
Right. But I'm just saying. But if you say that shahir.
Right. Then I. Just, then
right.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, this halacha is an extremely important halacha because, you know, people ask you if you're a rav all the time. He's a kohen. He wants to go visit somebody in the base, in the hospital. Base hachayim, you know, in a hospital, right? It's lo yimolet. You know, even if in the hospital they have a separate morgue that is separate from the rest, you know, of the hospital, so it's not, you know, so it's a different room. It's the mechitzas that are closed and so on. There's more than one door. Right, and it's not sof tuma latzeis. It's the way they take the mace out is through a separate door of the morgue. But the problem is that in every hospital, it's lo yimot, there are people who are goises in. Right, so a kohen shouldn't enter. Should not enter any hospital. Right, and
certainly.
Look, I have it right now. There's somebody in my shul. His father, wonderful man, he's at Sloan Kettering, you know, and he wants to know whether he can visit his father. So I told him, you know, do it by Skype.
So Kavod Avim wouldn't be Doche?
It's a laugh. It's Tumas Kohanim.
And what's the din d'oraisa comes from?
A coin can't be metamet to a mace.
No, I said, but the goiset that we treat the goiset.
If you say that it's meikra din, I'm just not 100. You know, I really should research is this because the Rambam says v'yesh matirin. I mean, the problem is that in a place like Sloan Kettering, I don't know, maybe everybody there has a... I mean, you could say that everybody has a cheskes chai. I'm just wondering whether in a big tzorich... I mean, the Ramor says, we're told lahachmer, right? And the Bach says it's mikra din. But if you don't think it's mikra din, it's only a chumma. Maybe in such a case, there's a mokum to be mekil. I'll see what Paisim say about it. Because it's a shy that comes up all the time. Can a doctor go into a hospital? Not a doctor, I mean a person. Can he go into a hospital? I mean, Kohanim should become doctors. I have a very close friend, Steve Katz. You may know him from Teaneck. You know Steve? He was for a while as president of the OU. Very exceptional person. So he was pre-med at YU. He's a Kohen. And he went to ask the Rav, because, you know, there were those who, you know, gave some Heterim and quotes. And he asked the Rav, you know, can he continue in medical, you know, should he try to apply? And the Rav said, no, you're a Kohen. Okay. So the next halachas are the halachas of, you know, oil that's maybe satuma. I'm gonna skip that. But I just wanted the last halacha. Not the last, but the halacha. Hey, also likava b'toch aba ama shomeis o shel kever, right? B'med ramum she'ein hakever mesum b'mechitzes gevoz yutvachim. If it's not set aside with mechitzes around the kever, you can't come within dalad amas of the kever. Avol imhu mesuyim b'mechitzes gevohos asor tvachim o b'chvitz amak yutvachim ein tzoch lahachik meno elo dalad tvachim. And the Ramah adds a mutal coin lamod eitzel bayis sheyesh bo meis a mutal league of itself ubvach lo ye shumto v'mahil olav. So look in the shach also lekarev toch aba amos kosev hadrisha mikan mukach dafilu toch dalit amos shameis hamunuch lefaneno also lekarev coin mishum the toifis dalit amos o mishum gzeres shem yiga bo meis atzmo. Av shumunach lefanenu, v'akol yodon she'osu liga b'meis, v'kom akom v'amechshu k'mo mechitzu g'vo yud v'achim. V'chein ha-mordachai v'akos marmis kosu d'osu, u'beis yosef e'viyim ayin sham, v'lo k'mo she'shamat me'kinun l'koin ha-doirish l'amod olav afilu toch aba amos shomeis, k'em shomeis mutnach lefanenu v'nika. V'line shatam osam ha-mekilun t'davka b'meis shumunach b'bayis, v'ho gavna d'mari ha-tur, v'chein b'hach d'mordachai, the honeymoon will be made hamunach besvina the havi kemunach bebayis shumokim kviyusu tofis aba amas avalo hamunach al hamita v'chein mechalek avokeach. In other words, this halacha that mace is tofis dalad amas or to gzeres hamayiga, that's only if it's a kever. But if it's in a, it's the mace is in front of us, right? And it's not the mokum kfius, so then it's not toifis dalad amos. V'zel meish beisu sosim osu l'koin likov v'toch aba amos the meish toifis dalad amos l'tumo k'shu b'keva ava k'shu b'mita sh'matzin oso u'v'eis tzidik adin ma'midin oso eino toifis v'ein te'ein sham kfiusu akal l'shano m'shakasu ma'midin oso nir d'kol sh'ken k'shu nosin oso al ha'mita te'ein toifis. So in this halacha, this comes up very often. There's a tshuva that Rav Moshe has in the Igros Moshe. It's in the Igros Moshe in Yeridaya. So he's mekil about the problem is like this: going to can so let's say. The way we're talking about the kroivim themselves, right? They're mitzasik with the mace. In order for them to return or to get to the kever, they will be within dalet amos of another tumah, right? Of another kever, right? So Rav Moshe is mata because he's mata because he doesn't think that there are goyzer dalet amos for them because it's a tzorech mitzvah. for them, but it's not matter for every tzorich mitzvah. It's not like he says, like, because I mean, it's based on the halachas, by some say, because beis pras would make a tzorich mitzvah, right? Beis pras is only a tumid rabbanon, so this is also only a tumid rabbanon, dalad amis, right? So it's either gzeil or shemitz, that is toifis dalad amis, toifis, the meis toifis dalad amis. That for that he's makil for the krovim themselves.
Going back to the case of kid who wants to visit the father
in the hospital.
Wouldn't that be why wouldn't we not have it be analogous?
Assuming that there's no tumas nesis, of course, if it's only halach of goisis, right? Yeah. Because again, if the Bach thinks that's mikra din, that's what's going to be a raisa.
This is only
a chshash. This is only not a chshash. This is only a drabonin. And for tzorach mitzvah, we're doicher some of the drabonin, like tzorach by pesa pras, which is only tuma drabonin. But if it's a if it's a din di a raisa, or even mikra din, maybe we're not, and that's because. I think when Moshe is only maker, he says it's not for Shah mitzvahs, it's only for kfura that he's maker. Okay. So let's do about next 11 Besa Pras. Afa Pisha Koin Osuli Konis La Besa Pras. Keva Shinechus Bo Keva. Ola Eretz Ha'amim, based on process where there was once a kever and it was lost. It was plowed over. We don't know exactly where it is. Ola Eretz Ha'amim, in Tzorch Leilach Sam Liso Iso, Olil Ma Torah, the Ein Lo Derech Acheres, Yochol Lava Derech Sham, Afilu Imotzo Lilmo B'mokum Acha, V'chein Ovel Ha'ova Derech Sham, Yochol Leilach Achav L'Nachamo, V'chein Metama B'tuma Shel Divreim, Lodden im ovde kachovim ula ara imam ibneishum kematzim yod v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. So that Ramosha says these heterim that apply to Beis HaPras, he's not making as relates to the Dalet Amishal Kever. Okay, next to Lachem.
These parentheses, is this the Ramah? Over here when it says perish, because why would the Shach repeat exactly what is saying what the parish of the Beis Pras is exactly the way it's in the parentheses, if you had it beforehand.
Right. I'm not sure. Actually, Rabbi Kabalkin once told me, they put out the new Shulchan Aruchs, this enormous project. What was it called? Nachlas. They do it, him and Machon Yerushalayim split it up and then they joined together. I'll tell you a funny story related to it. So he told me, and it makes it because they redid the Shulchan Aruch in a sense, that many of the things that are in the parentheses are not from the Ramah himself. They were added by the printer, by Tumim Chachamim, but not the Ramah, the main Ramah. And it's also, he said, very important to know that, what we always have the Ramah, the Marah Makomas, that they call it the Chuvit, like here, Chuvit Maril, or they call it the Ran, and so on. That's not the Ramah. That's somebody else adding the Makoris of the Ramah, based on the dark emotion, and so on. So.
Because you would think that the Shach had the Ramah before him, and he wouldn't have.
He told me, it says a very funny story, when they printed the new Chosh and Mishpat that they worked out, but they had gotten a manuscript of the Shach Hagos on the Sma. And they included that in the new Shulchan Aruch, in terms of the, as they did it. So he told me that he told somebody that that they had this the Shach and the Sman Chosh Mishpat. So the person said, "Yicham nit gevust as Rav Shach had geschriben of Chosh Mishpat." I didn't know that Rav Shach wrote on the Chosh Mishpat. So Kabalkin told him. I heard the story originally from Rav Cook, Simcha Cook is his brother-in-law. But then Rabbi Kabalkin told me also, said, "Yicham nit gezogt Moren Harav Shach." Yicham gezogt not the Shach. I didn't say Moren Harav Shach. I just said the Shach. So, but apparently it was. It made an important impact in terms of the research they did in terms of what they put out. So you see, this really depends what Ramosha, this Pesachet Tshuva, it says, when Marta Beis HaPvas, even Lilmol Torah, right? So he quotes, Ein B'Sefer Mar Aponim Al Yerushalmi, the Baruchas Rabbi Yossi, Havi Yossi, B'Masni, Shekosu B'Koin, HaYoshe, V'Shonu B'Bayis, She'en Bo El Atuma Drabonon, Kugon Sof Tuma Lotzes, L'Das HaShach, That's only Tumah Drabon. That's a machleg. Sof Tumah Latzes is a Tumah Diraisa, Tumah Drabon. Sof Tumah Latzes means if the Tumah, let's say there is a door that closes, right? There's a morgue. But the only way to get the Mesat, they don't have an independent door outside the morgue to go. They take it through the hallway, right? So it's Sof Tumah, ultimately that Tumah is going to come through, right? Whether that's a Tumah Diraisa, Tumah Drabon, is a machlekes. So he quotes the Shach, says that if because you call it Bekoin Hayol Shave the Shona Bebayish Ainbo El Tuma Drabonon, and then he suggests like Tov Shemit Zokon to the Shach, which is Drabonon. After the Ainu Mechuyu Lahafsik Velatzes Ayin Shan, why? Because the Tzorch Mitzvah, it's a Tuma Drabonon, so it's not only based on Plasis Mekelabat. The Ayin After the Ainu Mechuyu the Ayin Betshuvas Chavis Yoyer. Shekos Shiroa Bekama Kehilos Biyontif Shebo Hashmua Shenifta Yelid Somach Lebeis HaKnesses Miyad Rotsim Kol HaKohanim Chutzu Mevatla Mitzis Duchun Av Sheyesh Mokin Lefakim Miach Sheen Kan Rak Tumah Drabonon Kemo Shekos Shev HaShach, like that it's only Sof Tumah Latzes is Drabonon Vekam Lo Nikro HaKoyin HaShoa Over Beloise Sel Bepoil Rak Tebezeh Yesh Lomo De'en Avera Klal Afilu Ba Ba'asa, I feel as ba'asay. It's not ba'asay, I guess. Ayin sham miu im hashmu abo la'acha shekora hashatz kohanin tzorech iyun. So, but he's saying he's a makel only because also since it's a tumah drabonon and he's not doing the kumvi asay, he's a shevi al taisa, right? But, for example, what I just spoke about, whether the Kohanim could go in Dalit Amis of a Keva, whether that's the equivalent or not, L'Tzorech Mitzvah. And yeah, but Ramesh at the end is not, he's only Mekel for the Avelim themselves. And I'm trying to remember if he's only for, maybe it's only the sons, whether it's all the Avelim. Because they're doing the Kfura.
And why is the case of the
Yeled, because you're talking about the only way to get the mace probably through is to, from to go through the shul.
Oh.
Ultimately, they have to take it. It's off to Malatzes. What is the next passage? He says about Kivei Tzadikim. Ayin behetiv, ayin betshuvas batekuna, shekosu demashu nogo ezu kahanu hishtachich al Kivei Tzadikim, ein lahem mamashi yismachu. The isamcho aha, the isab medrash huv bayalkut, the amel ayo, ein tumor. The Tamichochon, Lesher Shekrakosu, Hatoysus, Perka Makabel, the Ramban, by the way, Chumash talks about this also. Sheodoicha also, the Eka Taimel Mishum, the Havimes Mitzah, the Herich Levi, Mihichwech, the Hatoysus, the Farish King. Be some Chahad, the Isa, Mishemes, Medalgin, Hayino Agabi Aronos, the Mon Brochus, and can Hakanami Kevin, the Ro Aronos, Yespem Chalo Tefach, Hare Enkan Tuma Diraisa. Ustateach al kivet tzadikim lo gozu al lesa de hanach kulo mishum mitzvah o kovet habrios al lishtachas al kivet tzadikim lo matzin bezen mitzvah yedua o kovet chachamim ve o dimo lo nikburu klal ba'aronos o nirkavu v'havi ki keves sosim tu tumad yirayse lachen shelo kedin osim anoiken ayin sham bariches. But the Ramban and Chumash also talks about this. You know, this thing, this statement that Kivrei Tzadikim and not Matama is an overstatement. That really, it's not because of Kivrei Tzadikim, it's because there's not enough, because it's a halacha like meis mitzvah. The Ramban also has this idea. The Gemara says mishemeis Rebbe. They base it also on the Gemara. The Gemara says mishemeis Rebbe batla kahuna. When Rebbe died, you know, kahanim were matamatim because the nasi and so on. So he said that halacha is a halacha of meis mitzvah, because meis mitzvah sometimes is relative. Meis mitzvah we always know means ain lo kovim. There's no kovim at all, right? So kohen could be matamatim, but for Rebbe, his kovim required. Because he was the Nasi and so on, and he was Rebbe, that all Kohanim should be Metamatim. So to each of them, it was a halach of Meis Mitzvah, but not because Kivei Tzadikim or not Metama.
Why, going back, if I can, in the Pesachei Tshuva, did he say, well, Atah Shekar Shuyach Tzivur Kohanim Tzarechiyin? I would think there'd be more of a mitzvah once the Shliach Tzibur is called a Kohanim.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
That they have to duchen.
I'm not sure enough what that means. Right, after he says that, then for sure they have to do it. Now maybe he's saying even those who, when they ran out, right, he's mesupik. But even, I think he's maybe saying the reverse. But once he said, because maybe before he said Kohanim, there's no chiyuv yet of duchenim, because Kohanim. But once he said it, there's a chiyuv, then they shouldn't go out. Now, it's a bigger tzorach ion, why they should go out. I think it means the reverse.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now the halach is koyin sheshoichiv alam v'hu ba'oil im hameis v'lo yoda ein lahagid lo el yikru lo stam sheyetze kido sheyalbis atzmo tchila. Right, let's say a koyin, somebody died in the house. The koyin doesn't know, right? Someone died, it's an apartment, whatever it is. So you should just tell the koyin that he should leave. Don't tell him why, so it gives him an opportunity to dress, right? But if they already told him, Koyin, likely to be pashut, you know, I feel chayv lishon if you big the bashuk. Koyin shu yoshin umeis imo ba oil, tzrichim lahakitzu ulahagidlo kadei shi yetze. Right? So even if he's sleeping, you have to wake him up. Right? So look in the shach. Da filu below shihia ka'ova a koyin, va'afagad lo yoda, mikomakum isura ovid bishogi. What would you? You have that in your. The shot to be Isur Drabanan.
Ain Sarachla
Kitzu. The actual Zedak. To be Isur Drabanan, Ain Sarachla Kitzu, Vim Kain Lob Mashakasa, Besomach, Tehecha, the Ainu Ba'oyal Atzmo, Im Hames, Rak Babesa, Somachla, Leka El Isur Drabanan, again, Soft to Malatis is Drabanan, Ain Sarachla Hakitzo, the Efshal Zedik, the Kavavo Mes, Imu Ba'oyal Tzrichen Lahakitzo. Right? And this is the shach again, that this is a softum lotzis is only drabonon, so that's what stafka it's with him in the maze, right? But if the koyin is sleeping, right? And so you have to wake him up and tell him to leave. Right? So that's a chiddush. Why do you have to wake him up to tell him to leave? He's not he's saying because by even with lav she'im b'maisa, Even if you do it, there's still an Isur. And if it's B'shoigig, therefore there's an Isur. But if he's sleeping, he's not a Shoigig. He was sleeping, the mace died, right? He's a complete Einus. So why is the halacha that you have to wake him up to leave? The Hafrisho, right? So, L'chayra, the answer is...
This will be a moment when he wakes up.
It could be that the halacha is like this. Tumas Kainim is different than other Isurim. Because Tumas Kainim, the Isur is the Chilul Kahuna. So he's sleeping, but the Kahuna is still being Mishalo, that he's being... In other places, let's say, he's a complete Oinus. He doesn't know, you know... Well, I don't know what Isu would be, right? He doesn't know. But while he's sleeping, he's being Mechal Shabbos. You know, of course, Chil Shabbos and Damalech. But while you're sleeping, you're not doing an Aveira at all, right? But here, because there's Chil Kahuna, right? So, so if that's true... Right, so because then it's every second is Chilul Kahuna, right? Just to give you an example, Chilul Kahuna, the halacha is that the Isa on a coin is not only for the coin to become to metam himself to a mace, it's also to be metama a coin, right? Even a coin, we'll see in a second, even a coin cotton, right? Because that's Chilul Kahuna. So why is it that the Ramos says before, right, that you don't tell him there's a mace, just tell him that you have to leave, right? But if you tell him this way, he'll leave more immediately.
Right.
So why is that mutter?
One, you know he's going to get out. And
no.
The other one you don't know.
I'm saying, not that you don't know. You know, Ramos says the reason is because this way he'll take his time a little. He'll be able to dress. So
right, but you know he's leaving. When he's sleeping, you may not be there. He may not get out.
It's just a chashash. It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. You have to wake him up because of Chilul Kahuna. That's what I think. So it's but I'm just saying it's a chiddush. He's potim in amitzis. He's sleeping. So he's not doing any Aveira, right? The Teretz is, he's not doing it, but the Kuhuna is still being Neschalo. Because the Kuhuna, he's coming in contact with a mace. He's in contact with a mace. I mean, they've given me a short quote for what I quoted before. You know, for example, a kohen who entered, he entered, let's say, b'shita teva amigdal, or he entered b'shoyig, right? And then afterwards they master him, if he's there k'dei shia, that's a k'dei hishtre chavaya, right? So he's likely for that. So you see, that is the pshat because shia per se is a maisa? Of course, it ultimately relates back to the original knisa. Even though the original Knisa is considered was Beheta, there might not have been a mace there when it came initially, right? But that's considered. So I remember we said that as relates to the halacha by Goises. Okay. Next halacha. Kivrei ode kachavim nachin lizor hakoyim mi lelech il alehem. Afal pishiyesh mekilim. Because the mumma is like a regular yisor, yisor shechat yisor. But if it's but tumas akum, so that's a machloikus whether the metama, right? because there's no, because since it says in the pasuk Adam ki yamas ba'oil, right? The atem kuim Adam, vein hav de kacham kuim Adam, right? Right. So, so therefore, those who are mekel think that tumas oil doesn't apply to a goy. But even though tumas goy, the shach will say that even though tumas oil doesn't apply, but it could be that tumas magid does apply, right? So this was an issue. I forgot. Maybe it was they wanted to go to see, for example, are they allowed to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art? Because you have mummies there, right? In the Egyptian exhibit. So I better go, it's not metame ba'oil. But, right? But the Ramos says, nochen l'hachmir. So therefore, so Taka Koyin should not go to the Museum of Art off here. Right? And even if it was completely in, I happened to have been at the Metropolitan Museum of Art yesterday. They had an exhibit about, they have an exhibit now about the, you know, when is it? That's, I forgot what period in Egypt. It's actually based on the dates. It's before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But one of the things they have there is a mummy. But it's also in, aside from that, it's encased around it in a lucite, you know, a glass case or something like that. Mm. So, but still, it's sof tuma latzes. So it's still tuma drabonim. There's no tuma diraisa because there's a pasach tefrach, so it's chaitzis. But midrabonim is not chaitzis because it'll have to come out somehow ultimately. So it's sof tuma latzes. So,
but it's a goy.
But it's a goy. So, but still, so that's a shaila. But he says tol lahachmir, says.
But what's the
date?
Why does he say
tol? It's machlokes rishonim about this.
What, that drasha and Adam?
No, first machlokes rishonim to machlokes tanoim, how we paskin. With Meir, so it's even a shaila. The shach says that those who are making don't think, they think maybe it could be that it's not even metame b'magid b'masa. What does the Pesachei Tshuva say? Tshuva tells that Tshuva Chassam Sofer, a person has some kind of epilepsy, that is epileptic fits, and apparently they thought in that time that touching a mace could be a cure because you would give over the choli. So he says, since it's a shayla v'diraisa, because it's a shayla pikuach nefesh, because when he falls, so there might be mutter. So, anyway, so Tov Lahachmir. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Ravid. I'm going to talk about this next week, and let me just give you, you have to leave soon, so let me just give you the assignment.
Okay.
All right? Take a look. The Biskurov has about Tumas Kohanim, with Tchuya, Hutra, and what is it, you know, if, and he stells it to whether, if you're Tumah B'chiburim, that should depend on, since the Rambam says since tum is truya, so bechiburim, it's mutter. We'll talk about it next week. But if you want, just look in the Biskurov, there in Hilchas Avel, and also look if you want the Rav has about the Tumas in other Tumas by Tuma, he has the same shtickel toy that the Brisker Rav has. It was one of the in the Yotzich in the Shulam Zecha B'Mori. I don't remember if it's in Chelak Aleph or Chelak Beis. But it's a very beautiful shtickel Torah, so we'll just mention it quickly next week, okay? You got to run, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.